John Scott. President Biden says Veterans Day is a day of coming together in honor of those who served in the armed forces. The president spoke after placing a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery today. Stephen Miller, who served as a top advisor during the first Trump administration, will return to the White House in January to serve in a top policy job. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
President-elect Trump has chosen Miller to serve as Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy. Miller is expected to take on a leading role implementing Trump's immigration agenda, which includes plans for mass deportation of immigrants without legal status. Miller was the architect of some of Trump's first-term immigration policies, including family separation and an order to ban travel into the United States from several majority Muslim countries. He will work alongside Susie Wiles, who Trump last week named as his chief of staff. During the Biden administration, Miller led America First Legal, an organization that launched dozens of lawsuits against Democratic policies. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Russian glide bombs, drones, and ballistic missiles have hit Ukraine.
A five-story apartment block in Kryvyi Rih, the hometown of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, was hit by a Russian ballistic missile, injuring at least eight people, officials say. Emergency services with heavy machinery searched through the rubble. The missile destroyed all five stories in one part of the building. The attacks, one of several which smashed into cities in southern and eastern Ukraine on Monday. Five people died as a result of a Russian strike on Ukraine's southern town of Mykolaiv, and there was at least one death, with over a dozen injured from attacks on the southeastern city of Zaporizhia. I'm Charles de Letesma.
And on Wall Street, the Dow adding 296 points, the Nasdaq down 6. This is SRN News. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
A number of Christian ministries hope you will. They are issuing their annual Christmas catalogs that allow individuals to purchase gifts for poor people in distant lands. One goat or a couple of chickens, which cost very little in U.S. dollars, can change the lives of a poor family in the third world, providing them with food and an income. Amongst the ministries putting out Christmas catalogs are Samaritan's Purse, Food for the Poor, and World Vision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An expensive campaign by abortion advocates for state Supreme Court seats has yielded mixed results. Candidates backed by abortion groups won seats in Montana and Michigan. At the same time, Republicans extended their majority on Ohio's courts. Groups on both the right and left spent millions in the lead-up to the election. Experts say the spending shows how much the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling overturning Roe v. Wade has transformed state court races. This is SRN News. Many people who served in the armed forces have become successful in business, but it's not a sure thing.
For veterans, the military background prepares them mentally for the task, but they're often at a disadvantage when it comes to the financial part. Vetrapreneurs, veterans who start small businesses, own nearly 2 million businesses. Small Business Administration says they take in about $1.3 trillion in revenue annually, but their numbers are starting to shrink as the veteran population has aged. SBA says veteran ownership declined from 11% of businesses in 2014 down to 8% in 2020. Jason Walker reporting.
Oregon number one in the AP Top 25 college football poll for a fourth straight week. Georgia and Miami dropping out of the top 10 following losses. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.